fasten your seatbelts. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay. Members of Journey, REO Speedwagon, Loverboy, Chicago, and Kansas are forming a super group for one night to play at a cancer charity benefit later this month. I want to go. A street in Wichita, Kansas is being renamed in Joe Walsh's honor. That's his hometown. How nice. Hailey Bieber shared she would never have sold her Rode brand of cosmetics, except for one thing.
For me, I always said that I would never sell the company unless it was $1 billion.
That's a flex.
I was just like, it's going to be this or I'm not doing it. That was my like goal.
Elf Beauty is the new owner. Euphoria co-stars Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney are reportedly in a bitter feud over their opposing political views, and sources say Zendaya won't even promote the show with her. Kathy Griffin revealed she spent a lot on her latest facelift.
What I love about my D-list life is I went to Kris Jenner's last guy.
Smart.
But it was not cheap. You ready? $218,000.
Oh my gosh. I like my face just the way it is. Michael Caine is one of the celebrities whose voice can be bought for commercial use via an AI company. Matthew McConaughey is one of the investors. Eddie Murphy's journey from teen comic in New York to global legend is being told in Being Eddie, and it is directed by Angus Wall.
I've done so many different types of things.
Good morning, my neighbor!
He had that appointment with Destiny.
He changed the way we view comedy.
Who took all the money?
Shrek. Shrek.
Jimmy Kimmel's lifelong friend and band leader, Cleto Escobedo, passed away yesterday. And y'all, he still did his show in honor of who they called Chewy. I would play some of it, but it'll make you cry. And I you're trying to drive right now. After portraying the wizard in Wicked, Jeff Goldblum eliminated meat and poultry from his diet, noting his character's treatment of animals influenced his decision.
So this Christmas to Thanksgiving, I may be having another something else.
A nut roast of some sort.
Chestnut roast.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, but I'm happy. We need the world to work for everybody on Earth and every creature, too.
No, oh, as my husband is out hunting Bambi. Delicious. Ariana Grande returned to Vanity Fair's lie detector test alongside Bowen Yang. And once again, she was questioned about her thoughts on the moon.
Do you believe
in the moon?
In the moon.
You know, I hear it.
You're not helping your kid.
The truth is, I don't give a rat's now. I'm worried about Earth. We're burning alive.
Thank you.
About the moon.
People were questioning her sense when she questioned the moon landing. And I got a Kardashian alert for you. Sources say Meghan Markle was in full networking mode at Kris Jenner's birthday party and could be why Kris and Kim reportedly deleted pictures of Meghan and Prince Harry from the party. Seriously, the queen and her princess of marketing and networking were mad at Meghan Markle? Yeah, I doubt it. Probably more along the lines of they just weren't good pictures. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.30 Rock.
What can I say except you're welcome?